What's up, ladies? Ready to go to Alaska?
Ready to go to Alaska.
Alaska, here we come.
It was frequently called Juno's worst-kept secret when crew members, chef contestants, and judges arrived last August for the week-and-a-half production of Top Chef.
Your quick fire is simple. Take this near-flawless ingredient and make it shine in a dish.
Location scouts earlier had checked out various locations around town. The owner of Tracy's Crab Shack, Tracy LaBarge, says they were told a week ahead of time that producers were coming, but actually being selected as a site for a cooking challenge? That was last minute.
So we actually opened for the day, and we were getting ready to open and start serving, and they just swarmed in and called us and said, we're going to be there, and so we shut down, and that was it.
LaBarge lost her usual business on that wet, cool day, but she was reimbursed for the king crab used by the chefs. Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development Commissioner Susan Bell says they reached agreement with producers for the Bravo TV show last March and tried to keep it under wraps since then, sometimes quietly referring to it around the office only as TC.
There had been previous conversations about Alaska before, but I think that recognizing that they were filming in Seattle gave us an excellent way to leverage the fact that they were close.
The state contributed $190,000, and the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, which gets much of its funding from self-assessment of the commercial fleet, kicked in about $60,000 for the production. State, ASME, and Juneau Convention and Visitors Bureau officials all say they helped with location scouting or tracking down props and set dressings. JCVB's Elizabeth Arnett says they also suggested Juneau residents to sample the food during a cooking challenge at the Gold Creek Salmon Bake. She estimates that Omission Productions from Los Angeles brought in about 125 crew members and put them up in three hotels.
It was a huge influx of money in August for Juneau from this production.
The four chef contestants were put up on a new bed and breakfast. An estimated dozen locals were hired to work on set as crew or production assistants. Several local businesses also helped behind the scenes. Tim McDonald of Temsco Helicopters in Juneau says they were initially approached to take 80 cast and crew members and their equipment up to their dog camp on the Mendenhall Glacier, but they could not fly the charter because of logistics and aircraft availability at the time. Is he sore that the flights were picked up by a friendly competitor in town? Not in the slightest.
You start getting short-sighted about, well, it's only going to be Temsco. I'm sorry, it's just not that way. It doesn't work that way. The consumer isn't that infinite.
In addition to Tracy's Crab Shack, the Governor's House, and Jorgensen Bed and Breakfast, production crews also set up cameras at Thunder Mountain High School, Eagle Crest Ski Area, Safeway, and Alaska Glacier Seafoods in Auk Bay. Here's show host Padma Lakshmi during the judging of a chef contestant at the Salmon Bake.
The locals never use chum. It's what they use to feed the dogs. But they thought that yours was very delicious.
Luke Fanning says it was so delicious that it was actually his favorite. A Juneau banker and commercial gill netter, Fanning and his wife sampled all the dishes served up during the cooking challenge.
It was really a lot of fun. Both of us are really interested in telling the story of Alaska seafood and that it's wild and sustainable and pure, and we think it's a great product. And so we were just really excited to learn that Alaska seafood was going to be showcased on a national scale.
They were interviewed on camera afterward about the salmon and sourdough bread prepared by chefs, but Fanning says his comments were severely edited and taken partly out of context.
My family's recipe goes back to the 1800s. I thought they did a great job, even though I heard theirs was only 30 years old.
Fanning says producers used the short clip as part of the story that they wanted to tell.
I was really trying to compliment their bread, and it came out kind of, sounded a little more like a food snob, which was not my intent.
Fanning and his wife signed non-disclosure agreements preventing them from saying anything about the production until this month, along with 100 other Juneau participants and a handful of business owners like Tracy LaBarge.
Just dying to tell people and just trying to encode, you know, watch TV, watch this channel, you know, but we can't really say anything. It was fun. It was really fun.
LaBarge can now tell anybody she wants about when Top Chef came to Juneau, an experience that will likely give her business a certain cachet among food-loving visitors this summer. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.